Welcome to Pocketing God's Promises, a practical podcast where we consider inspiring stories of missionaries and gospel workers of the past and reflect on timeless truths that still transform our lives today. Whether you're a pastor, parent, missionary, or another believer seeking to live a life of deeper consecration to Christ, this podcast is for you. Join us as we learn from these examples of the past to take God at His word today. My name is John Crocker.
And I'm Tim Berry.
You are listening to the very first episode of Pocketing God's Promises. This is a new podcast by GFA Missions, full title, Pocketing God's Promises, Stories for Great Commission Living.
Some out there may wonder, why another podcast? It seems like there's already more podcasts than people in the world.
Well, that's a good question, one that we want to answer today. And actually, we want to answer a couple of questions today on this first episode, really trying to introduce this new podcast. And the way we want to do that is ask three questions and answer those questions. So the first question is actually the one Tim just brought up. Why a new podcast? And then the second question, where did we get this name, Pocketing God's Promises? And third, who should listen to this podcast? Who's the audience that we're thinking of as we prepare these episodes and release them on the podcast? So why are we doing this? We'll start there. It is true, as Tim brought up a moment ago, there are already some really good missions podcasts out there. But as we looked at some of those podcasts and listened to some of those podcasts, we noticed that something was missing. There are good podcasts out there that focus on the theology, philosophy of missions. There are others that look at individual organizations and highlight the way that God has used their own organizations and their ministries in the past and up to the present day. Of course, there's nothing wrong with those approaches. Some of those podcasts are really good. But we began to think and discuss how often the Lord has worked in our hearts and strengthened our faith and stirred our obedience as we have listened to or read anecdotes and illustrations from the past. As I thought about this, I began thinking of sermon illustrations from 20 years ago, even 25 years ago, even longer ago than that, illustrations that I heard in sermons, stories from missionary lives, stories from people from the past, stories that drove home to my heart scripture truth that encouraged or challenged my heart. And what we're thinking with this podcast, we're not talking simply about storytelling, but we're talking about stories that are meshed with Bible truth. And that's what I heard and what I was thinking about even from my teenage years, stories meshed with Bible truth that God used to propel me forward in my walk with Christ or in my own service to Christ.
And for me, how God has used biographies in my life and biographies of missionaries, biographies of great Christian leaders. Of course, there's a number of classic biographies out there, but think of To the Golden Shore about Adoniram Judson, and the autobiography of John G. Payton, the two-volume Hudson Taylor, and just the stories of these men and how God used them and the way they pioneered for the Lord in different places really moved me on many occasions to a greater dedication, greater surrender. I could bring up other biographies as well, but just how the Lord used these to move me really personally to a deep desire to serve Him.
So Tim and I really share the same background, the same experience that we have had in the way the Lord has used stories and illustrations from the past, people from the past, to work in our hearts. And really, as we discussed this, we began thinking about the possibility of a podcast, we again began to remember there are innumerable anecdotes, stories of God's work in and through people just like me and just like you, people who believed God's words and acted on them. And these illustrations and stories do encourage us to take God at His word today and experience His work in our hearts today, just like people in the past did. And these stories inspire us to serve Christ wherever He has placed us by faith in the same words of the same God. And as we reflected on these illustrations, we began thinking about the blessing we have here at the GFA office. We have the privilege of holding here in our office the John and Betty Dreisbach Library. These are hundreds of missions resources, really hundreds of biographies filled with these stories. And on the wall of that room where we have this library, right across from some of those books, we've got on the wall these words from a sermon from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said this: God is willing to repeat the biographies of his saints in us. And those words and that concept really continue to grip our hearts, that I know that I'm not going to do the exact same things that people in the past did. I have a different role, a different place, a different part of what God is doing, and you do too. But I do believe that as I learn from stories from the past, that God is certainly willing to use me in the same kind of way that he used people in the past. A different place, a different role, yes. But he certainly is willing to use me and to work in me just like he has done through these people. God is willing to repeat the biographies of his saints in us. And we want to share some of these stories with you. So that's really why we're doing this. But the second question, where did we get this name, Pocketing God's Promises? Tim, you want to answer that for us?
So that goes back to a meeting, a director's meeting we were having at GFA. This is during COVID. And so many of us were locked out of countries or locked down, and so many of our travel plans had been canceled. And in the meeting was Dr. Jack Mitchell, who's the coordinator for the medical missions program that we have. And somehow during COVID, Dr. Jack just managed to wander in and out of countries and go on medical mission trips. And I think for the most part, really did so without even getting sick. And again, COVID is all around. And so we were kind of teasing him a little bit. We said, so Dr. Jack, how do you do it? How do you manage to go in and out of these countries and without getting sick? And he said, well, before I go on a trip, I take the promise of God's presence and I put it in my pocket. And there was something about that image of taking the promise of God's presence, or even Christ's promise of his presence, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, and taking that promise and putting it in your pocket, that image just stuck with me. And that year, the session I was doing for the 2022 GFA Family Conference, the whole theme of the conference was Christ's promise, lo, I am with you always. And I was assigned the topic of how that promise had strengthened previous generations of God's servants, missionaries. And as I thought about their examples and how they had grabbed a hold of Christ's promise, I thought this is exactly what Dr. Jack was talking about, pocketing God's promise. They pocketed Christ's promise of his presence. And on the strength of that promise, they went around the world.
Tim's session that year, this would have been May of 2022. I remember sitting in that session just really mesmerized and really giving praise to God and really sensing the Lord's own work and strengthening of my faith as I listened to really a number. I don't remember exactly how many, but Tim shared so many anecdotes from people in the past that took that specific promise of Christ from Matthew chapter 28. And they did, in these words, they tucked that promise into their pockets and served Christ however he chose and wherever he sent them. And I remember just being so moved by that session. And others were as well. Just so many expressed their appreciation for this look at the past, at people who tucked Christ's promise away and followed him by faith. And so as we were considering the emphasis of this podcast and this idea of this podcast, we did remember that session, as Tim shared a few moments ago.
And that'll be the pattern for most of our episodes as we're planning it, is we will, in each episode, we'll tell a brief story of some specific event in the life of someone from the past. It's not really a biographical sketch, an entire sketch of the person's life, but going into their lives and selecting individual anecdotes. And each of those anecdotes really illustrates a specific text or a principle from Scripture. And we want to make that connection And then we'll have some applications for our lives today. How does that illustration, how does that biblical text or principle, how does that apply to us today? And this is not just for missionaries. We're going to get into this and we'll talk about who will listen to this, but it's not just for missionaries, really. All of us, regardless of our calling, we are all to serve Christ and we all need to take God at His word. For all of us, there are promises, there are commands of God that we need to put in our pocket and take God at His word and move forward by faith.
Yeah, so picking up on that idea, this is the third question we want to answer today, is really who should listen to this? And we did, as Tim just shared, we intentionally avoided restricting these episodes to one kind of audience or demographic. We did avoid that, and we did that on purpose because we think that all believers really can profit from this. And we think about families. We think families ought to listen to these episodes. Kids love stories, and these are stories that we want our kids to know. These are people that we really do want to be household names. We want our kids to have godly ambitions for the glory of God, however He would choose to use them. And here are examples that highlight God's faithfulness to those who follow Jesus. Here are the kinds of lives that we ought to aspire to. And so we think about these brief episodes that are going to be about 10 minutes. We think maybe this would be useful in family worship or connected to family worship in some way. Or we've imagined people maybe in the car on the way on the Lord's Day to worship and with their local churches. And maybe this would be something on the way there, on the way back, that would enable families to really focus on the Lord on the Lord's Day. But really, we're thinking we want families to be able together to exalt God by looking at His work in the past, in and through people just like them, just like us. Here's a kind of a life to aspire to. We want to share that with families.
And John, you mentioned earlier the value in your own life of sermon illustrations that you've heard 20, 25 years ago, and you can still remember those. And that's why we also think this podcast would be good for pastors. As they listen to the different episodes, these will provide illustrations that could be useful in sermon preparation. There'll be resources that we refer to that a pastor could then follow up on and get more information from those resources. So we think these would be helpful for pastors, these episodes, and obviously for missionaries. We are missionaries. We're doing this as a part of GFA Missions, and for missionaries. We feel like these episodes would be great for missionaries. Here are missionaries. Many of the episodes, not all, but many of the episodes will feature anecdotes from missionaries who walked with God and saw His faithfulness. And from their taking God at His word, there are practical lessons for us today as missionaries.
There are a lot of people that don't fit into those categories. And as I already said, we think this podcast is for everybody. Here's a purpose statement that we've come up with for this new podcast. Here's our goal. This podcast exalts the God who sustained previous generations of His servants and encourages believers to take the same God at His word today. If you are a believer, this is for you.
You know, the blessing is knowing that we can take statements from Scripture and we can apply those to our lives and we can live by them today. And there's power in God's word. When we see what God has said, we then make application appropriately of those commands or those promises, and we step out by faith. This is how God works. It's how He worked in past times, and it's how He still works today. We can figuratively put God's word in our pockets and move forward for Him by faith.
Really, whatever role you've got in what God is doing in the world, wherever you are, whatever you do to serve Christ, we all need to take His words in and believe them and act on them for His glory. That's what I want for myself, for my family, and if you know Jesus, that's what you want as well. So please join us. We do really believe these episodes will be an encouragement and help to you. And the plan is every other week to release an episode, and these episodes will run around 10 minutes. They're not lengthy, but we want to highlight stories, anecdotes from the past, and really see the way that we can apply Scripture, put God's promises into our pockets, and take Him at His word today. So we hope they'll be an encouragement to you. We think they will be. And if they are, we'd love it if you would share this podcast with others that might receive the same encouragement. So pocket God's promises and take Him at His word today.
Thank you for listening to Pocketing God's Promises, a podcast of GFA Missions. If we could serve you or help you as you carry out the Great Commission, please visit us at gfamissions.org/pocketing. Until next time, remember to pocket God's promises and take Him at His word today.